Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. John Fowle. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Ashley, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to those folks on the call. I'd like to thank you up front for joining this call. I am John Fowle, the product marketing manager for TPC, which is now, as you all know, Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. Also on this call, and he's going to be off mute so he can jump in at any time, is Jason Davison, my esteemed product manager for TPC. Now, if you guys have worked with TPC before, you know Jason's name, you know my name. What Jason and I wanted to do, there was some sales training that occurred in the beginning of April, around the April 7 time frame. It's actually when we presented to STG sellers and we recorded the Tivoli sellers. So I'm not sure which education session you attended, but believe me, everything within the presentation you're about to see is brand new and was not covered. There are some revelations that have occurred between that education session and today, and these are the things that Jason and I thought were compelling enough that we wanted to get you back on the phone and update you with a few of these new revelations or compelling things that that we'll talk about. We're going to go through this presentation fairly fast. I practiced earlier today, and it took me 5 minutes to get through the presentation. What I expect will take more time than the actual presentation may be some Q&As, and that's depending on how clear we are throughout the presentation. The presentation you should be looking at is called the Tivoli Storage Productivity Center 4 Sales Education Update, and the date on the presentation is May 11th. So let's jump right in. On the agenda page, we're going to cover, I guess, three different categories. One will be pricing enhancements or changes to the price, a couple things around pricing that you should know about. Also, we're going to talk about TPC package comparisons and what we did. There's a couple things we did there. We introduced these new storage resource groups or storage resource agents, which actually gave our basic edition product a little more function. But we wanted you guys to be clear on the functions that we are providing now with the basic edition feature, the disk feature, the data feature, and, of course, the standard edition. And we'll give you some clarity on that. And we have a real nice spreadsheet that we created for you guys to use, which will prevent you from having to memorize everything that we do. And then we'll talk about a couple things, a summary of the V4 enhancements. A couple things have changed, and I want to talk about those things also. Now, Jason, go ahead and take yourself off mute.
I am, John.
All right. Now, you're on board, right, buddy?
I am.
All right.
Yep.
Let's go to slide 4. Let's talk about pricing to start with. There was a lot of things going around in the beginning of this year. We were talking about lowering prices in the tiers or withdrawing some tiers or merging a couple features with some other features. And there were a couple things that did play out, and they actually played out at such a late time in our product cycle that, as you know, we were really supposed to announce TPC back on April 7th, but because we were still negotiating with our finance organization on these prices that we're talking about today, we literally had to delay the announcement date from April 7th to April 28th just so we can get these prices implemented and announced into our systems. What we did was we actually lowered the prices in the mid-tiers. You know, TPC is a tier-based product, tiers 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4, dot, 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 based on the number of terabytes a customer is licensing. As you can see, in the mid-tiers, we actually lowered the prices of TPC, and it ranges anywhere from, I'm going to round out, 5% all the way up to 20% a price decrease in the mid-tiers. And these are the tiers that are becoming the most popular tiers with our customers. So even though we did not lower the prices in the beginning tiers, I think Tier 1 and Tier 2, we lowered the tiers in the most popular tiers. We lowered the price in the most popular tiers. Now, that being said, you know, these are standard edition tiers, you know, standard edition pricing tiers that we lowered. That being said, pay attention because a couple of you guys have brought it up. You've been trying to order the product, and you've noticed that within the TPC price book, and that's where we load the official prices, we did not get these prices loaded in the price book. So you're discovering that and coming to Jason and myself you know, like a fire drill, saying, hey, the prices have not been updated. That is a fact. We will verify that the prices, because of all the negotiations that were going on right up until the wire, the new prices did not make it into the price book. We're expecting those new prices to get into the price book within the next 2 weeks. Now,
John?
Yes.
I'd like to add to that. I got an email from Finance last Friday saying that they're working very hard to ensure that those new prices are reflected in the price book as of this Friday. So they're working hard to try and get that done this week.
All right, good, good. So maybe by this Friday those prices will be in there. If you guys have, so what Jason and I did as an interim, we actually created a really nice-to-use spreadsheet for you guys. We call it the TPC Quick Pricer. Jason, go ahead and click on that quick pricer and tell me if the link is working yet. We're getting these warnings that say strictly prohibited or something like that when you click on the links. And the consensus is that we have a problem with our IBM system today.
That's correct. That is still the case.
Still the case. Okay, so these, I can tell you these links work when the system is working. We've all confirmed that the hyperlink is correct, but there's a problem with the IBM system today. But we put this quick pricer out there, which a couple of you guys have already tried, and you really love it. It'll give you the quick list price for TPC. So between now and the time that the price book gets loaded, you can use this quick pricer to go out there and compute how much a sale would be, and then bring that in via a special bid. You know, add your average discount, whatever you need it to be, bring it in via a special bid. And our pricers know that you guys will be coming to them asking for special bids with your discount using this quick pricer until that price book is created. So hopefully that'll get you through the week, and hopefully by next week the price book will be updated. The main message from this is we've lowered the prices, so take that forward to your customer. We've lowered the prices. The next slide, new trade-up part numbers. There were cases several times in the past where you guys came to us and said, I have a TPC for disk customer or I have a TPC for data customer who want to migrate to standard edition. Well, the way it worked in the past is we did not have an official upgrade feature code, so you kind of had to do a black market under the table upgrade and go with special bidding. It was really a pain in the neck to go through this process. Jason and I thought now was the time in version 4 to announce special upgrade feature codes for customers who were migrating to disk to standard edition or from data to standard edition. Now, the reason we thought customers would want to migrate is because we're really starting to put a lot of new features into standard edition that customers can't get if they're a disk-only or a data-only customer. So as we move into the future with version 4, you're really going to start seeing a lot of bells and whistles that the customers can't get by ordering just the disk or data component. They're really going to have to start ordering the standard edition component. I really want you guys to start selling standard edition. And we knew we would be asking you guys to do that. We knew customers were going to want to migrate. And we went ahead and made it official by giving you these upgrade feature codes that you can now take advantage of for those customers who want to migrate. It's as simple as that. So previous slide, you have new pricing at a lower price. And on this slide here, you now have upgrade feature codes, new upgrade feature codes. Now let's go to page 6. Let's talk about something we did with fabric. Oh my God, this has been the biggest headache for me. Earlier in January, we knew that we would withdraw the fabric feature. Right? So we knew back in January we were going to withdraw the fabric feature. But what we thought we would do is we would migrate fabric into disk. And therefore, a customer who was buying TPC for disk would now get the fabric features. Well, that didn't happen. So that was a message that was going around in the January timeframe, and that message seemed to be getting propagated. What happened was we did not merge fabric into disk. We did withdraw fabric as we had planned, but instead of merging the fabric functions into disk, we decided to merge the fabric functions into standard edition. So now fabric is gone. The functions of fabric, which is basically performance, you know, performance reporting on the fabric, those functions have now, you know, will now and have always resided in standard edition. So if a customer wants fabric performance reporting, he'll now have to buy standard edition. The reason we did that is because we saw that our fabric revenue was actually declining year over year. It was declining at a rate of 23%. So we saw that our customers really were no longer buying fabric as a separate entity. We also discovered that only 5% of all of our TPC customers were fabric customers. What they were discovering is that... What's that, Jason?
We're fabric-only customers.
Oh, we're fabric-only customers. Thank you. Thank you. So we saw that only 5% of the total TPC customers really purchased fabric only. And we also discovered that the reason that, you know, that condition was occurring was that customers were really starting to use the switch element managers that come with the actual switch products like the Cisco switches and the Brocade switches. So they were really using the switch element managers in lieu of purchasing fabric by itself. So the value proposition of fabric was really going away, and it was getting really difficult to sell fabric on its own. So that was one of the reasons we really decided, one of the reasons, it really was a compelling reason, to just go ahead and get rid of fabric by itself, merge it into standard edition. It gave that little bit of extra bump that you guys might need to sell standard edition as a value add feature. So that was really the reason we did that. Now, let's talk about migrating. We did some studies here and we said, well, 82% of TPC fabric customers also had disk. So there were disk and fabric customers, 82% of the disk customers also had fabric. Did I get that backwards, Jason?
Yeah, other way around.
Oh, so 82% of the TPC fabric customers also have disk.
Yep.
Got to stop trying to ad lib. Right. So what Jason and I decided to do, until the end of June, you know, the end of the second quarter, is we've instated a pre-approved special bid. So now you'll be able to go out to TPC for fabric and disk customers, go out and find those customers who have disk and fabric together, and we've now approved a pre-approved special bid for an automatic 60% off an upgrade to standard edition. Now, did I get that right, Jason?
That's correct.
All right. So now, between now and the end of June, fabric and disk customers are authorized, pre-approved, automatically approved discount of 60% off moving to standard edition. So keep that in your, you know, call to action bucket, all right? And I'll tell you this, come the end of June, Jason and I also have a couple ideas for some other pre-approved special pricing that we're going to push. Just so you guys have a steady drumbeat to go out to customers between now and the end of the year, we're going to keep this drumbeat going with these special approved special bid pricing. You've got this until the end of June, and then come the end of June, we're going to work on another pre-approved special price for you guys.
But, John, one other thing to point out here is for your existing fabric customers in the field today, if they don't take advantage of this migration option, or do a special bid if they're a fabric-only customer. We'll handle those as just a regular special bid to do a migration to standard edition. They will not be able to upgrade to version 4. They will still be able to use version 3. They'll still be entitled to service. We'll continue to provide updates, et cetera. But unless they move to standard edition, they will not be able to move to version 4 unless they're willing to lose their fabric performance features and just use TPC for disk.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Right. Absolutely. All right. Hopefully that was clear. Thank you, Jason. Let's move to the next section. So we've got a couple things there. Let's move to the next section. We've got support, update, and feature comparison. So let's talk about this one. Jason, you talk about this one.
Sure. So as John mentioned earlier, with this release of 4.1, we're really excited about the new storage resource agent, which replaces the legacy common agent services that we've used in the past. Most of you on the phone are probably familiar with the common agent and the difficulties that we've experienced in the field with deployment and maintenance of that agent. So we've introduced this new storage resource agent that replaces a lot of the functions that are currently provided via the common agent for the TPC for data and the TPC for fabric. What you'll see here is that we've tried to kind of color code this chart and this little diagram of the agent and its associated capabilities. And you'll see that the storage resource agent here in the middle, in basic edition, provides host probe, fabric provisioning, and then the fabric health monitoring capabilities. In addition, so the one thing to highlight here is that the host probe is a new function that TPC has added to basic edition that was previously only available in TPC for data. What this host probe means is that you'll be able to probe the managed servers in your environment with basic edition and discover asset information related to those hosts. And this the storage resource agent only supports Windows, Linux, and AIX for this release, although the other platforms are in our roadmap. And you'll get this host asset information, the operating system, the CPUs, the memory, and also you'll get the volume information. So you'll see which volumes that host has, and you'll see how much capacity is both available and utilized there on those volumes. Now, you won't be able to do any of the deep file system scans or database scans or anything like that with the storage resource agent. So for TPC for data customers that are utilizing those advanced functions, they would still be required to deploy the common agent in this release. Now, as I mentioned in the storage resource agent, we'll be adding the other platforms as part of our roadmap. We'll also be looking to replace those items in red on this chart in version 4.2 on our roadmap with the storage resource agent. So by the time we get to version 4.2, we'll have full platform coverage as well as full functional support for the storage resource agent.
Now, are you done with this slide?
So I just wanted to point out, so Basic Edition does get some incremental functionality as part of this release and the introduction of the storage resource agent. But what that means is that, you know, we can now have our customers kind of establish a migration path. So with Basic Edition and the easy maintenance and deployment of the storage resource agent, we can put these footprints out to these hosts. And then when we come to 4.2 and we provide the full function support, the storage resource agent providing all of those things in red that you see in that storage resource agent box, customers will be able to easily migrate to TPC for data or standard edition without having to do any additional agent deployment. And that'll be a significant benefit to the upgrade in version 4.2 timeframe. Did you have an additional comment you wanted to make here, John?
No, not on this slide.
Okay. So this chart is also a good reference just in general to show you where all of the functions come from and at a very high level. Again, using the green for basic edition, you see the blue for TPC for disk. The red for TPC for data helps highlight the value propositions, the additional incremental value that you get when you move to TPC for data. And then also the advanced analytics and planning that you get with standard edition. So if you want to go to the next chart, you can talk about the feature matrix, Sean.
Yeah, so we're still on 8. So So Jason and I were working on these slides, and Jason came up with slide number 8, right? And I said, what? And I said, well, what the hell? I said, I can't give this to a salesperson. A salesperson, you know, can't go out there and you know, if a customer says, what's a fabric probe? Can you give me some details? You know, what's a deep file system scan? You know, can you give me some details? I told Jason, this is like at the highest level, which is great. But if a salesperson was out there trying to sell, you know, what, with basic edition, you get the green, with standard edition, you get the black. I said, they're going to have a hell of a time trying to get the, you know, upgrade the customer. So we need more details for these sales guys to get out there, you know, something they could show to a customer with greater details on what's a deep file scan or what's a batch reporting. What are those things? So Jason and I, now you go to slide number 9, Jason and I created this whopping detailed side-by-side comparison of basically what you get if you buy TPC Basic Edition, if you buy disk, if you buy data, and if you buy standard edition. So we created this really nice side-by-side file, which actually will give you guys all the information you have. So if you have a TPC Basic Edition customer and you're trying to get them to upgrade to like standard edition, you literally can show them all the, you know, benefits of moving from one function to the next function, whether it be disk or data or standard edition. So really, really a nice file. And thank you, Jason, for creating that. You know, you play a great, you know, devil's advocate on the previous slide. This web link, Jason, I actually put it in while you were talking. I put it in screen show, and it actually took me to the website. So I think I'm hoping the system site might be back up again. But
yep, I'm able to get to it as well now.
You can? Okay, good, good. So we might, the system might be fixed, and we might be able to get to that. So if you guys on the phone, you know, I'd click on this one and save it to your desktop somewhere. This is going to be a real valuable file as you move forward selling, not only selling TPC, but going into current footprints and getting those like SSPC customers who have basic edition, getting them to upgrade to standard edition, especially with these new feature codes we have. So I think between the quick pricer that we gave you guys on the previous slide and this new complex feature matrix, I think those are two good ones for you guys to really put on your desktop and keep them close to you guys. So slide number 10, you know, as a summary, you know, try and identify the value proposition as you move from your basic edition, which gives you the hose, fabric, and storage probes and basic reporting and some storage health monitoring. Remember that with the disk stuff, you get disk performance. I mean, the disk performance stuff is so hot. Last year, we saw disk grow. We saw disk grow 53% year to year. So I don't know who's selling it out there, but whoever's selling it, you guys are doing a hell of a job because its disk performance is really hot. The data stuff is really getting important nowadays. I mean, with the between the data stuff and the disk stuff, and you get NAS reporting, now you get the VMware discovery and file system, the deep file system scans, you get database scans, you get batch reporting, you can using it with Tuum, you can do chargeback reporting. So, you know, between disk and data, I mean, it really gives you that entire global topology, answers all your questions, gives you the big picture view and the deep dive view, and it really leaves nothing for questions. But then again, if you're buying disk and data, why not buy the package and buy standard edition? Because that's what you get when you buy disk and data. You get standard edition, and on top of that, remember, you get that fabric performance, which has gone away with the fabric feature. So those are the value propositions. Anything I missed there, Jason?
I think you hit those, John, very well.
All right, good. Slide number 11. This was a slide that was in the base deck that we gave you guys back on April 7th. There's just something really important on this. This was the new storage performance optimizer, the new storage performance engine that came out of IBM Research. And I know you guys have seen this slide, but there's a change on this slide, and we wanted to point this out to you guys. On the previous, when we presented this slide, we actually put the DS5000 in there as far as a supported device. And since the beginning of April, we've discovered that we really didn't test the DS5000 So the DS5000, we pulled it off of this slide. So if you guys come across a presentation that has DS5000 in it, do me a favor. I know they're out there. I posted into the sales kit, and I just haven't got. I mean, there's like five or six documents with DS5000 in it, and I'm going to spend this week making sure I pull the DS5000 out and get those documents reposted. But in the interim, just remember the DS5000 did get pulled out of that out of these slides. Also, something important I should identify to you guys. We do not support, we only support the fiber channel disk drive. So I had a lot of you guys come to me and say, do you support the SAS drives on this feature? Do you support the SATA drives on this feature? And do you support the solid state drives with this feature? And the answer is, we don't support SAS. We don't support SATA drives. We don't support solid state drives. The only drives we support today with this feature are fiber channel drives, which is identified in the note on this page. Now save your questions, and we will be taking questions here in another moment.
John, I'd also like to highlight for this particular chart that the reason that we don't support those other technologies is because they don't exist in the performance modeling that is required in order to use the storage optimization functionality. We are working closely with the research team to enable or to build out those models so that we can include them in a fixed pack or a currency release upcoming with TPC. So we definitely are working diligently to add those technologies in, but they don't exist as a 4.1.
So, and I think that technology is Disk Magic. Is that right, Jason, the model you talked about?
That's right. Well, it's based on Disk Magic models.
Disk Magic, yeah. And I think that follow-on release that you're talking about, we're going to try and shoot for the October-November time frame. Is that right?
Yeah, we're looking at the 4.1.1 release, which is currently targeted in October.
Right.
But again, the flexibility of our deployment model enables us, and the way that the storage optimization models are built into TPC enables us to include them even in a fixed pack if they became available at such a time.
Okay.
Or at any time in the future, we could easily add those as they become available. We don't have to wait for a major release.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Good. Good. All right, so hopefully these guys are paying attention to these things. There's one more slide I wanted to talk about. On slide number 12, we talked about expanded end-to-end support. You know, we expanded our heterogeneous support between the new capabilities of TPC and the new product that, you know, via our acquisition, the Novus acquisition, and we brought in this company last year, Novus. They had a product called Storage Enterprise Resource Manager, which was actually a software product, but they did not sell it. We actually productized that in the last announcement. So we created this slide, and we said, you know, it was a big bang slide for customers. We said we expanded end-to-end support within a heterogeneous environment, expanding our support for not only IBM storage, the DS5000 and the XIV box, but we also expanded support within an EMC environment. And using the SERP, the new SERP product, we can actually support, do reporting within Hitachi, NetApp, and HP environments. And those are some of the things we talked about in our initial sales education. Only thing I wanted to point out here on this slide is we announced support for XIV, but that support, even though the code is embedded within the TPC4 release, which is available now, that support is dependent on XIV microcode. And that XIV microcode is not will not be available until June 2009. So, you know, in another whatever 30 days, 30, whatever, whenever that GA date of the XIV microcode update is, which they tell me the end of June. So within, by the time you guys can sell this thing, the microcode will be available. But I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of that. There's also, Jason, you know what I forgot to tell them? The upgrade feature codes, the FREF.
Oh, yes.
Talk to me about that. So the Tivoli sellers get credit for those upgrade feature codes, don't they?
Well, so the CREV is available, I think. So the upgrade feature codes are only available in Passport Advantage. I think that's the key thing.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
So then the FREV, therefore, goes to Tivoli.
Yeah.
But I believe that STG sellers would still get the CREV for that.
All right. So So I forgot to mention that. So the C, yeah, everybody gets C-Rev.
Right, exactly.
It's the F-Rev that actually goes to TV.
Yep, that's correct.
All right, guys, so we're at the end, and let me just highlight. Remember, we lowered the prices up to 28%. We gave you new upgrade feature codes. We withdrew Fabric. If you need Fabric performance, you have to buy Standard Edition. We gave you a pre-approved special bid for customers who want to move from Fabric, disk and Fabric customers who want to move to Standard Edition. We gave you a pre-approved 60% off. You've got the new storage resource agents, which gave you a little bit more function in Basic Edition. And if you need that feature, detailed feature comparison to try and sell these upgrade features, we gave you that new feature matrix, which has a hyperlink. Remember that on the performance optimization engine, we withdrew the DS5000, and it only supports fiber channel drives today, but we're trying to get that upgraded or fixed for the November timeframe. And just remember that the support for the new XIV box is dependent on microcode, which will be out at the end of June. That being said, Ashley, can I open it up for Q&As?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, press star 2. One moment, please, for the first question.
All right. Good. So, Jason, thanks for your help on that, all right? I think it's just so much more fun when you can do interactive stuff. That tells the people that we're really live out here. And between you and I think there's just about any question we can answer when it comes to TPC, so I'm glad you're on the call.
Well, we'll find out here in a minute, won't we?
Yeah, we will, right? Go ahead, challenge us. Ashley, any questions?
Yes, our first question comes from Brian Smith. Your line is open.
Thank you. On chart 12, there's new support for EMC PowerPath. Can you give us, 30 words or less on what that support is?
Jason?
Sure. Brian, thanks for the question. The new support is an official certification of PowerPath to allow visibility end-to-end from the storage system, from an EMC storage system to the host, where PowerPath is being used to manage that storage. So this is kind of a visualization feature at this point. We have done some investigation to look at doing some more in-depth management in the future, but at this point, basically, it's just an official certification on the support matrix for configurations that include PowerPath in the environment.
And PowerPath being their multipath driver, so kind of equivalent to our SDD driver, is that what it is?
That's right.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian. Ashley, any more?
Yeah, our next question comes from James Martin. Your line is open.
Hey, John, can you hear me okay?
Jim, go away.
Okay, here we go. Star 11, you pulled out the DS5000. I didn't hear you say, is that going to be added back in 5 or 4.1.1?
Yeah, we're shooting for, in the 4.1.1, we are shooting, you know how that is, right? We're shooting. And that's the November time frame, announcing October or GA in November is what we're shooting for. We're shooting to announce, to put the DS5000 back in there, and we also want to put support for SATA drives in there and solid-state drives in there all at the same time.
Again, Jim, it's going to be dependent on what technologies are available from the modeling perspective. And the reason that this came out was because development was sufficiently concerned with the difference between the 4K and the 5K performance models that we didn't want to risk claiming support and have our recommendations be off for storage migration using the optimizer in 4.1. So we need to understand those models a little bit better, make sure that those exist, and do some testing.
I see. That makes sense. Thanks, guys.
Hey, and Jim, I was just joking. Congratulations to you for being the first to discover that the prices were not in the price book.
Well, thank
congratulations.
Thank you. we'll get it squared away.
All right. Ashley, any more?
Our next question comes from Juan Pardilla. Your line's open.
Hello, Juan.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, the question I was talking to you about this morning, just wondering if upgrades from version 3 to 4.1 are only allowed through Passport Advantage? Did I get that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
No,
correct.
No, wait. That's a clarify here.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Trade-ups are only available. So if you want to migrate from disk or data to standard edition, those are only available for order in Passport Advantage. For an existing customer on version 3 that wants to upgrade to version 4, they can do that either through AAS or Passport Advantage. However, the main advantage of doing it through Passport Advantage is that you can download the software as opposed to requesting new media.
Okay. Is the free trade-up, does the free trade-up apply?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're going from disk in version 3, you're entitled to disk in version 4. The only one that wouldn't apply here would be for Fabric customers on version 3 because we don't have a comparable trade-up in version 4.
Okay.
And that's why we're doing this.
I'll have to get with you offline then to see how I do that because it's not clear in Econfit.
Yeah, I sent a note off this morning, Jason, to Jason Turner, that Juan was having problems this morning trying to figure out how to order an upgrade from version 3 to version 4. So
yeah, there should be a part for the
in Econfig,
and we'll get that identified.
Yeah, we got to jump on that. Now let me also confirm with Jason that if you're a version 3 customer and you originally ordered from AAS, that you'll have to go through AAS to upgrade to version 4, right?
That's correct. Now the one caveat to that I'd like to highlight here is that once we release our first fix pack for version 4, which would be available from the support website, an AAS or a Passport Advantage customer could download that fix pack, which doesn't include any license files, but they would be able to use that to upgrade also. That would be an alternative method without having to order a media kit. But again, you'd have to wait for a fix pack to be released.
Yeah, you got, and you still had to order the license. So
you have the license. The license is installed with version 3. That's why I'm saying that you could get around it that way.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, Juan.
That was all I had. Thanks.
Keep in touch. Thanks for your question. Ashley, any more?
At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay. Then hopefully these slides were fairly clear. Hopefully we've given you guys the things that you need to sell these changes, I would say. I've consolidated into one single list all the deliverables. I think there were about 20 different things that you guys are always asking for different things, and we do the best we can to create deliverables to make your life easy. I've actually consolidated a list of those deliverables, and Danita Morrison or Rich Anderson, I'm going to ask them to go ahead and blast that entire list of deliverables out to you guys with hyperlinks to make it like really simple. I would say that if you ever, one of the biggest jokes here in IBM, right, is how difficult it is to find a sales kit. So when you do me a favor, when you do eventually get to the TPC sales kit, which I do the best I can to include links at every possible chance, when you get to the TPC sales kit, do me a favor, bookmark it. And I'll say this also, we don't have a lot of control over what's in the sales kit, so Jason and I, we created a wiki, a TPC wiki, and we're going to blast that out to you also, the TPC wiki. It's real pretty, it's real nice, and we have total control over what goes on that wiki. Unfortunately, business partners can't get access to the wiki because it's an internal IBM site. So we will continue to mirror as much data as possible from our wiki or from our IBM internal sales kit to the business partner sales kit. I believe you guys should have, the business partner, I believe they should have just as much information as we have internal here at IBM, considering the fact that you guys generate 57% of our revenue here in Tivoli Stores. So we're going to work real hard to make sure you get the equivalent data out there in the sales kit. Jason, once again, thank you for participating in this call. I really love having you as my brother in this product. And Ashley, thanks for hosting this call for us.
Yeah, John, and I also want to say to the sellers out there, to everyone who's participated, thanks for joining. And, you know, John and I are committed to the success of this product, and we're happy to help you in any way we can. So just drop us a note, and we'll do what we can for you.